We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for your game report with Sean O'Hara, brought to you by New Era. He's Sean O'Hara. I am John Schmelk. The Giants coming off their third straight win, defeating the Oakland Raiders at MetLife Stadium 24-20. And Sean, the defense the last 3 weeks has simply been spectacular. Really, their only scores have been because of either special teams mishaps or offensive turnovers, putting the opposing team in great position.
Yeah, they've done a phenomenal job. I mean, when I look at what they did versus some big-time running backs, Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, you know, even Matt Forte, I thought they did a great job of stopping the run with that. So the interior of the line has done well. They've also done a really good job of setting the edge. We saw it against Terrell Pryor, not letting him run around. So, you know, from the front end to the back end, Antrel Roll with a big game. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago against Philadelphia, Terrell Thomas had an 11-tackle performance, a sack and a forced fumble. You know, this defense is playing really well together, and I think John Beeson has done a great job of bringing the back end and the front end of that defense together, and they're playing very sound fundamentally. They're adding a lot of energy, too. They look like they're having fun, which is the biggest part of playing in the NFL.
Would you consider this week a bit of a step back against the run? Rashad Jennings had almost 90 yards, 4.5 yards per carry, or was that simply a product of the team being so concerned about Terrell Pryor they were willing to give up a little bit something in the running game?
Well, I mean, probably a little bit of both. You know, I think Rashad Jennings has actually shown that he can be a very explosive running back. But I also, I felt like the defense, they gave up some plays at some inopportune times. But when it came down to keeping the other team out of the end zone, I thought the Giants defense stepped up, especially in the third quarter, you know, when the Raiders had it on, I think it was second and goal down on the end zone. They kept them out.
You know, the Giants ran the ball really the best they have all year against the Raiders on Sunday. Was that simply a product of Andre Brown being a little bit quicker in the hole and being more explosive than the running backs that have been here previously, or was it a part of the offensive line as well doing a better job creating space?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of spokes on a wheel, and I think every one of those played a factor. I thought Andre Brown showed great patience. I thought he showed great vision, seeing where the hole is, reading the defense, understanding where he could get 4 yards, and when he needed to go for just the 4 yards or when he could try to make a big play. I thought that was first and foremost. But I also thought, I thought Kevin Gilbride did a great job. He was very patient with the run game, kept going back to it. When you're playing in MetLife Stadium this time of year, the wind is a factor. You can't throw it as much as you would like to.
38 carries.
38 carries, that's a lot.
Very quickly, Sean, I'll look ahead before we say goodbye. Next week, who knows who the Packers are going to have at quarterback yeah. at the time of this taping. We might not even know on Friday who the Packers will have as their starting quarterback. As a team, how do you prepare when you simply don't know who's going to play the position that is really the key to everything a team will do offensively?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for Perry Fuel to find video, find footage. I think what you have to really focus on is just concepts of the offense and just say, okay, here are the route combinations that they like to run. Here's what Mike McCarthy likes to call on third down and 5+. Here's what they like to call on first and 10. And you just kind of look at tendencies from that aspect. Regardless of the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, the one guy that you know you have to stop is Eddie Lacy.
I was going to say, you might get a big dose of him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that when you don't have Aaron Rodgers back there at quarterback, you say, okay, we're not going to let you beat us with Eddie Lacy and even with James Starks. We're not going to let you beat us with the run game. We're going to force the quarterback to make throws, try to beat us that way, and I think that has to be the mindset of Perry Fuel.
Got balance there in Green Bay. Sean, appreciate the time as always.
All right, thanks, Sean.
For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. Enjoy your week.